Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here with you on WBEN as the Bills earlier this morning, just about an hour ago, releasing new renderings, two new images of the new Bills Stadium that as of now set to open in the fall of 2026. And joining me to talk about it, Bills Executive Vice President, COO Ron Rakuia. Ron, how's it going this morning?
I'm good, Brian. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to look at some of these images. We've been waiting, trying to, you know, get in our heads what this new stadium can look like. And so before I kind of dive in and ask you about some of the features I see, I'm wondering just from you, these two images, what stands out to you? What gets you excited looking at these renderings?
Well, it's a reality, that you see what we've been working on for the past couple of years, what Populous and Legends and our team have created. So it's a little bit like Christmas morning to be able to show that to everybody. Listen, we're excited to create the best football viewing fan experience in the NFL. And we think these two renderings are the start of showing that to our community and our fan base. So, you know, it's more to come. Today's just day one of it. But it's an exciting day. I hope to hear from you to see if we matched what your expectations were and what we've been saying for the last several months.
Well, I've got some questions. The rendering, it says subject to change. I guess the first thing that I'm kind of wondering is how much change. What we're looking at today, is this more idea or reality? How final do you think?
It's more reality. Is it 100% final? No. But there will just be only minor tweaks, which is true with any project, not just a stadium. You could be doing a building or building a house, and, you know, it never ends up exactly like the first drawing. But this is reality. This is not fantasy. This is not wishful thinking. This is what we envision the stadium to look like.
The biggest question that I've been getting from people is kind of like, well, what do you think the canopy is going to look like? What are you expecting? How much of us will be covered? I'm looking at the image now. Can you give us an idea? It's tough to really tell from one image at one part of the stadium. How much of the seating in the stadium would actually be covered by some sort of roof or canopy?
65% of all of the seating will be covered with the existing canopy.
Now, does that include seats that might, I mean, I'm looking at this image here. It looks like there's a lot of seats that might be, because it's more tiered maybe than Highmark Stadium. Are you including seats that would be covered by other tiers of seats in that, or is that just strictly what would be covered by the canopy?
Well, it's actually both, because any seat that's covered by a deck above it is also covered by the canopy. So 65% of the seats will be covered by the canopy. Some seats actually have dual coverage, if you want to look at it the way you just asked the question, where there'd be an overhang and the canopy that covers those seats.
Will you have a good sense of, especially I'm thinking the first years, first time going to the stadium, if I want a seat that's covered? Because that's a big draw for a lot of people, especially when you get the rain, some of the elements here. I want to go to a game, but I don't really want to get wet. Are you going to know and have a good idea when you're buying your ticket if you're going to be covered or not?
You'll know for sure. Our fans will be able to come to a new sales center that provides them with an actual 3D experience of their seat, not just where they're going to sit and what the seat amenities have, but how they're going to get from, you know, their home to the stadium, where they're going to tailgate, what entrance they're going to go into, where the nearest food and beverage is, where their friends sit, how they see the scoreboard, size, width of the seat, cup holder, non-cup holder, all of that the fans will have a complete experience before purchasing any seat.
I see a few pockets here and there in this image of the inside of the stadium that could be like a gathering place or a standing room only area, and one of them maybe right between the uprights behind the end zone. What can you tell us about those areas?
Exactly what you just said, Brian. You picked up on it. Some are standing room only areas. All of them are potential gathering spaces. One of the things that we were very specific with is, you know, in Buffalo, we love getting together as friends and family in a community. So we wanted areas that people can celebrate together. So we created spaces. Populous did an amazing job of this. Created spaces where people can celebrate and watch Bills football. So while you may have a seat, but you want to get up and you want to go to that platform in one of the end zones and hang out and stand there and experience it from that perspective, let's go and do that too. And you'll see that really throughout the stadium. There'll be a lot of those areas.
The last time we talked, you put an emphasis on being close to the field. It's one of the great things about the current stadium. It's something you don't want to lose in a new stadium while making the field, you know, kind of multifunctional. And I see that in a few areas where it looks like you have the opportunity to be pretty close to the field, especially behind the end zone here, maybe even off to the one sideline. Are there going to be kind of like special field level experiences that are going to be offered that you can't do right now?
Yeah, you know, two questions there. The first thing is every seat in the new stadium is going to be closer than the equivalent seat at Highmark. Every seat, lower deck, upper deck, middle, etc. That stacked approach that we've been talking about is what draws everybody closer. It what's create that intimidating, intimate atmosphere, reverberates the sound, and creates a, you know, a much better viewing experience. In terms of field level experiences, we'll have a few, maybe not as much as other stadiums have, because we believe our fans really want to watch the game, and watching a game from field level is a little more difficult. So we'll give them opportunities to experience the game at field level, to get close to the action pregame, postgame, etc. But really, it'll be focused on a seating environment that gives them the best viewing experience.
You know, I'm watching the game. One of the things I like about this that you really don't get at Highmark Stadium right now is that true upper deck experience, but at the end zone. Right, I mean, there's, you know, seats behind the end zone. They only go so high at the current stadium. I love going to other stadiums and kind of sitting in that seat, and you get a little bit of it here. I'm wondering if you can share what the other side might look like too. Does it look similar to you know, with the big screen on both ends, or is that just one end?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's I would say almost identical. Right now, and here's, you know, some of those things that are subject to change. Right now, there's two large video boards in the end zone that you don't see, not one large one that you see in this rendering. So right now we're envisioning three large video boards, but the seating bowl itself is very similar from end zone to end zone.
Well, it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to those seats. That's my, you know, if I had to pick one, that's where I'm sitting. At least right now, we'll give a look. The outside of the stadium, this other image. I mean, first thing that I think that pops out to a lot of people, this giant buffalo statue. What's the idea behind that? And I mean, that's a big buffalo statue in this picture. Is that the idea there, to go big?
Yep, really big. Don't ask me how big. I don't know. But the idea is that these are enormous, that this is a place where our fans and community can come and celebrate 365 days a year. We envision it, you know, we're calling it right now generically Family Circle, but we really want to bring people together here. We want to create a monument park that celebrates the history of the franchise, the history of our community, you know, not just football, but everything that goes into our community that makes it special. We think this is really going to be a 365-day-a-year place, you know, for everybody to come and enjoy the new stadium and enjoy our history of Buffalo. And these very, very large buffaloes are key to that entire thing.
Well, it's pretty cool. I can envision, you know, Ralph Wilson underneath the buffalo. And then I can envision, after we win a Super Bowl, Josh Allen's statue is just him jumping over the buffaloes, no matter how big.
That's a really good idea. I'm going to bring that back to Frank Cravatta and our creative people to start working on that.
Giving you a little brain worm there. Look from the outside reminds me, like my instant reaction, it reminded me of the Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Just not you know, black and dark and I don't know how you feel about the black look. I'm not too keen on it. But it's kind of a unique enclosure, not seamless, but it has this modern feel to it. What can you tell us about the outside, the thinking that went into that?
Well, it's a modern adaptation of a lot of the great buildings in Western New York, from the Odd to City Hall to Kleinhans Music. You're going to see a lot of that. Listen, the images is difficult, right? I mean, they're renderings, but when you get to see this, we want to celebrate the history in a modern, transformative way into the future, and feel like Populous nailed this part of it. I think what you're referring to with Allegiant is really shape, and you know, the large entrances that are very similar, which are great for getting people in and out of the stadium and access and things of that nature. But there's some brick in here too. We really wanted to meld the history, the architectural significance of Western New York with the new stadium.
Is that glass that we're looking at, is it transparent for the most part?
It's multiple types of material. There is glass. There is perforated metal, which helps with diminishing the wind factor. That's critically important. There's brick, as I mentioned. There's a lot of steel. It is very diverse.
What has been some of the feedback you've gotten so far, just from the surrounding area, about this stadium? It's going to have, you've mentioned a smaller footprint, you know, if you're going to look from top down, how much space it takes up. But looking at it, it's going to be a lot taller than the current stadium, which is, you know, kind of dug in there a little bit. What's been the reaction to that?
Well, it's been great from, I guess I'm hearing from all the people that like it. People have really enjoyed what they've started to see and how we've developed it. It is so much different than Highmark. You brought up something that's really important. Highmark is 50 some odd feet built into the ground. You know, this might be 15 to 20 feet built into the ground. So it's going to be taller from that perspective. It's going to have a presence. It will have a front door. You know, it will have a definitive place to gather in that community circle. So the exterior is really critically important, you know, as much as the interior bowl in terms of how the design has been and how fans will enjoy it.
On the project itself, you know, this deal announced many months ago, still not signed and final as far as we've been able to hear. Are there any concerns there?
No, we're all working collaboratively. As the county executive has said, and he's right, it's a very complex transaction. The collaboration has been outstanding. We'll get to the finish line. We do have work to do, but everybody is committed to getting it done, and we're working on it every single day.
The project came up in the gubernatorial debate the other night. How much attention do you pay to what's being said in the political arena about the project ahead of the election?
None. Listen, our job is to deliver this stadium for the community, for the state, for the county, for our fans, to keep the Bills in Buffalo for 30 years. We're not paying attention to anything other than that. Every resource and energy that we have is to get this deal done and not get involved in those conversations.
Is it reasonable maybe to expect, because of the way politics works, that maybe things get more settled or you get closer to that point after the election?
Honestly, I don't even think about it. We've just got a job to do today. Today's our job is to get closer to the finish line on these agreements. Anything else other than that is not part of what we're thinking about.
You've talked a lot about wind. We talked about the covering aspect of this, kind of shielding 65% of the seats, shielded from the rain, covered by that canopy. The wind, just because of how the enclosure is a little bit different, what are fans going to experience while they're in their seats on a windy day in the new stadium as opposed to what they currently do at Highmark Stadium?
A lot more comfort. The idea of the canopy works jointly with the exterior skin to prevent wind from getting inside the stadium. We have done countless wind studies, not just on the field and how it impacts play, but how it impacts the fans in the seating bowl, in the concourses, while they walk, you know, getting into the stadium. the net result of all of that coming together, the engineering, the design, the amenities, is going to create a much better comfort level with diminishing wind impact, diminishing elements. Our fans are really going to enjoy sitting in that bowl on windy days because they will not feel it anywhere near the way that they experience it today.
That's pretty cool to hear. The footprint of the stadium, and in some recent documents released, there will be a public meeting on that a little bit later on tonight. You get the concept site plan and where the old stadium is going to be turned into parking. I couldn't help but notice it's like a perfect circle of parking. Is the idea for there to be a parking ramp at the old stadium, or is that just going to be surface parking?
Right now, it'll just be surface parking. I never really noticed it, but you're right. It does kind of look like a circle. I don't know that that's really intentional. We haven't gotten to that point and fully developed that yet. The initial plan is for the stadium to be demolished and parking to be put there. The long-term plan will be much different than that. We just need to get to it in stages.
And as I'm kind of putting the pieces together, when you look at that overhead view that came out about a week ago, this concept site plan, there's this, looks like a crescent moon swallowing another circle. That's what we're seeing in the middle of that circle. That's where the giant buffaloes are outside the stadium to the, what would it be, northeast corner of the stadium?
Yes.
Okay, cool to know. And trying to picture this all together in my mind as I'm putting the pieces together. So we have this meeting tonight. What exactly is going to be discussed? Is this more for the surrounding community when it comes to the construction phase of the process? What should people expect to hear?
Well, you know, this hearing tonight is run by the county. You know, it's the seeker process. Similar to the last public meeting, the public can come and comment on the project. They can ask questions. It's really not a Buffalo Bills meeting or hearing. It's run by the county, and they did a great job at the first one. I'm sure this one will go well as also.
Fall of 2026, is there anything that you could see that would stop that from being the date, the 2026 season?
I don't even want you to say that, so we're not having that conversation at all.
All right, so that's it. Fall of 2026. That's what's on the Bills site. That's where you can see the Bills renderings of a really impressive new stadium. Are there more images? Should we expect more of these soon?
Yeah, definitely, Bri. This is going to be an ongoing process. This is just day one. We'll have more images as they become finalized, more information on a regular basis. We're excited for today. But definitely more to come.
You excited for Sunday night? I mean, this is the game that when the schedule came out, I was thinking about, because Sunday night at home with fans, 2007, Ron. And that, you know, wasn't something you particularly care to remember that much about. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day for Bills football. Weather looks fantastic. Fans are excited. Great opponent. Of course, how can you not be excited?
I'm pumped. And I'm even more excited after this morning. Looks cool. Again, you can see the images, BuffaloBills.com, WBEN.com. I'm sure whatever social media network you're on right now has them. Ron, thanks so much for the time.
Brian, always great talking to you. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Awesome. Ron Rakuia, Bills Executive Vice President, COO, joining us as the team releasing two new images of the new stadium.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.